Gone are the days where our fathers and grandfathers' patriarchal power over leadership and business practices are even remotely desirable. Embodied leadership is where we learn the language of our nervous system so that we can create cultures of safety and belonging for ourselves and others in our businesses and leadership. And bonus, in our personal lives as well. Stick around to learn the main essential skill you need to be an embodied leader. Welcome back to The Embodied Leader, by the way. I'm Elise Bessler, voice and embodied life and leadership coach. And I'm here hanging out on this little corner of the internet and the airwaves to help shine a love light on all of the ways that you can show up in your life and your leadership from a healed place within yourself so that you can hold that sacred, trauma-informed space, yes, for your clients, but also for yourself. Today's topic is a doozy and is really one of the main foundations of the leadership coaching work that I do. I wanted to float it into your orbit today so that you, as coaches and folks in professional and community leadership, are able to meet the people that you meet in your life and work and leave them better than when you found them. I'm going to repeat that. This is so that you can leave the people that you meet in your work better than you found them. And that is a tenet of embodied leadership. To truly inspire that experience in others, we need to be able to meet people in their truth and hold compassionate space for their human experiences. But how can we do that if we're not seeing that for ourselves first? The definition of embodiment is to be an expression of or give a tangible or visible form to. And when I think of embodied leadership, the concepts of safety and belonging and inspiration come to mind. So in effect, that means that to be an embodied leader, we need to bring expression to or be a tangible or visible form of safety, belonging, and inspiration. And that brings me to the main essential skill that we need to be an embodied leader. Nervous system regulation. Now, if you're a friend of mine and you're listening to this, or if you're one of my current clients or former clients, you knew I was going to say this, right? My people call me a nervous system regulation geek, and you know what? They're not wrong. It really, truly is the foundation of us showing up and being true safe spaces for other people. Polyvagal theory, which is a nervous system study founded by Dr. Stephen Porges, tells us that our nervous system functions on a hierarchy and that our bodies are always trying to get to safety, safety being at the top of the hierarchy, the top of the ladder. When we feel safe, we feel more connected to the world and the people around us. So doesn't it make sense then if we ourselves have a felt sense of safety when we approach our leadership or our business, that other people will also feel that in our presence? And the really cool thing is that when we ourselves feel that felt sense of safety, we can also inspire, there's that word again, that same feeling in others through a process called co-regulation. Now, here's the thing. We need to practice nervous system regulation on a daily basis. I teach drills and exercises to my clients so that they have a toolkit of ways that they can regulate specific parts of their nervous system. Studies have shown that people in leadership that consciously choose to rewire their beliefs and their responses from the operating level of their body, which is their nervous system, have a greater capacity to handle any of the challenges or sit with any of the discomforts that come along with being in leadership. And it's not just folks in like professional or corporate leadership. It's people who are entrepreneurs and coaches and running their own businesses. I mean, raise your hand if you've ever had an uncomfortable experience while running your own business. I'm talking about having hard conversations and setting and maintaining boundaries and making big decisions. And talking about money, I think about all of you coaches out there and my own experience before my own nervous system was regulated on sales calls was completely dysregulated. And you know what? It had them go sideways, right? Talking about the biggie as well, which is getting up and talking about your work or yourself in front of other people. So whether it's on a TED Talk stage or a corporate boardroom or online as an entrepreneur online talking about your work, I mean, this is a big deal. Now, the daily practice part of nervous system regulation is a really important point, and that's because of that capacity building piece. It's much more challenging to access regulation tools when you're in the middle of a stress response or a trigger. And that's because your brain is already trying to make meaning of the perceived threat. So again, using tools on the outside of the stress response is where the resilience and the capacity is built. None of us got into coaching or leadership because we wanted to cause harm to others. Now, we got into the transformational wellness industry because we believe in the innate ability of the human spirit to be expansive and to shine and to heal. So I want to share with you the top five main reasons why you want to regulate your nervous system in order to be an effective leader in your business and in your life. Number one, you will do less harm to yourself first and foremost, and also, of course, to the people who choose you to guide them along their journey. Your communication to yourself and others will be kinder. Your ability to be able to see situational and relational experiences for what they actually are and not just how you perceive them will be stronger. And most importantly, you'll be able to believe yourself and others in your lived experience without judgment. That will be more prevalent for you. Number two, you will have greater capacity to handle uncomfortable moments. Another way to put this is you'll be able to hold more compassionate space for the inevitable trauma that will show up when people come to work with you. A regulated nervous system allows us as leaders to be able to hold space for big emotions without being pulled into our own triggers and reacting or responding from that triggered place. This is important, especially if we don't want to cause any further harm. Number three, you will avoid burnout in your work and your leadership. Burnout is a protective output that our brain and our body create when our own system is overtaxed. Holding space for others requires us to be regulated so that we don't take on the energies and the emotions of the transformations we're witnessing. Number four, you will be able to up-level with more ease. Up-leveling in our work and our leadership can come along with inner critic and imposter syndrome and self-doubt. A regulated nervous system allows us to see and heal those experiences from the operating level of our body. So that's the nervous system level. And when we heal from that place, our brain sees those experiences as less of a threat. When our brain sees those experiences as less of a threat, choosing a new mindset or up-leveling to a new level doesn't feel as scary. Number five, you will be more effective in your work. Showing up for others from an anchored and regulated place creates those cultures of safety and belonging that I mentioned earlier. Now, safety and belonging are two of our inherent human needs. And so if we cultivate and create that for ourselves first, we're also going to be a magnet for the people that choose us to guide them along their journey. I mentioned the patriarchal power over dynamics that have been so common for many of us in our own experiences with leaders in our own lives and our work. If we take a moment to dissect any of our experiences with coaches or teachers or leaders that we didn't feel safe in, it was likely because they were leading from a dysregulated nervous system place. One of the many great tools we can use to regulate our nervous system is meditation. Hop over to elisebessler.com/links and download the free Unleash Your Voice meditation. This is a 13-minute guided meditation that will help you drop into your body, claim your inner truth, and begin to share it with the world. Friends, let's stay connected. Make sure to subscribe to this content so that you don't miss any new releases. And you know what? I would love to hear from you about how this content from today landed. So reach me at email at hello@elisebessler.com, on Instagram at Elise Bessler, on YouTube at The Embodied Leader, and of course, wherever you love to listen to your favorite podcasts. See you next time on The Embodied Leader.